Hillary Clinton has been diagnosed with pneumonia by her doctor. She left a 9/11 memorial ceremony early on Sunday here in New York, looking wobbly as she got into a van. At 68 and 70 years old, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are among the oldest people to run for president in recent years. This is far from the first time that candidate health has been a campaign issue. Donald Trump's campaign has been active in stoking conspiracy theories about Hillary Clinton's health. Now she's had a real-life health episode, and that has raised the volume on the debate about candidates' health disclosure. Mark Siegel is an internist in New York City and a clinical professor of medicine at NYU School of Medicine and a medical correspondent for Fox News. He wrote an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal on Sunday calling for more transparency in candidates' medical records, and he joins me now. Dr. Siegel, welcome to The Takeaway.
Hi, Todd. Good to be here.
Should the Clinton campaign have disclosed on Friday, in your view, as soon as they knew that Hillary Clinton had this diagnosis, or was it only an issue once it became an issue?
Todd, I'm a big believer in transparency and disclosure. I understand what campaigns are going through because they want to make sure that information isn't distorted. But let me tell you what the problem is. It's that if you have a vacuum of information, guess what? Pundits and even physicians tend to fill that vacuum. They tend to speculate. They tend to say, and this was going on all day Sunday, it could be this, it could be that. Maybe it's severe, maybe it isn't. But that's doing the public a disservice, because the public here has a right to know about the health of candidates for president of the United States. That's especially true now in the age of information. Before, many generations ago, and I wrote about this in my Wall Street Journal op-ed today, you know, generations ago, we had things going on like Woodrow Wilson having a stroke in office. Nobody knew about it. We didn't like it, but can imagine how that would feel now. Same with FDR, same with JFK. So I think we're at a time when we believe in knowing the information and having transparency and having full disclosure. So I'm sensitive to the idea that campaigns are concerned about how this will be perceived, but I'm all about the more information, the sooner the better.
How much medical information do you feel you got from the letter from Donald Trump's gastroenterologist proclaiming him the healthiest person to ever be potentially elected president?
I'm troubled by the letter from Donald Trump's physician. I believe that, you know, he certainly appears on a video to be healthy. But look, that's part of the problem. I don't think diagnoses should be made or diagnostic impressions or speculations on video. He is 70 years old. I think we should have his full health records, that he should release his full health records as well. You know, we're seeing things like his blood pressure is good, his prostate examination blood test is good, but his lipids are supposedly good, and we know that he's on medication for that. I want full disclosure. I want full records on the part of both candidates, because I believe that in 2008, we set a standard with Senator McCain. We said, look, he had a melanoma history. He's over the age of 70 years old. We want to see his full records, at least for a limited viewing. Now, we have two candidates. Donald Trump is 70 years old. Hillary Clinton is 68, but has significant health history. I'd like to see the full health records released by both candidates.
So indeed, back in 2004, though, George W. Bush and John Kerry both released full medical records, or something close to that. They both released like 400 pages of records that were reviewed. And you write that since then, there's been this steady slide in the amount of disclosure from candidates across the board.
Well, President Bush did reveal his full health records. With Senator Kerry, it was a little bit less than that. There was some question about his war records, but yes, he ultimately released records. You know, Senator Bob Dole, when he was running in 1996 as the oldest candidate at the time, was under pressure and released full records. I think it had become a trend to release health records, and then there was a pushback in the other direction until 2008. When, in fact, Senator McCain released his full records for a limited viewing of journalists and physicians in Arizona, and I was lucky enough to attend that. I thought that the new standard had been set at that point, that in 2008 we set a new standard. Now, 2012, we had two candidates. President Obama was youthful. We at least seen a letter from him, and we weren't pushing for as much because he was younger and he appeared to be in very good condition. Also, Mitt Romney released some records. I believe that now we're seeing an aberration. What we're seeing is not sufficient. I think the public has a right to full disclosure, and I think given the age of the candidates and the health history of at least one of the candidates, we should be seeing a lot more, and I think the past we did see a lot more.
Mark Siegel is an internist and a clinical professor of medicine at NYU School of Medicine. He's an analyst on Fox News, and he joined us to help us out with the history of medical disclosure presidential candidates. Dr. Siegel, thank you.
Todd, thank you for having me on today. I really appreciate it.